This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji.
You know, sometimes making a change in the world is a matter of some very big ideas getting mixed up with some seemingly silly and small gestures. Today, Christie's auctions off a kind of silly little cast-off memento from John Lennon. His scrawled lyrics for this song, Give Peace a Chance. John Lennon gave the written lyrics to a 16-year-old woman named Gail Renard back in 1969. Gail and her friend had climbed up a fire escape to see John Lennon and Yoko Ono, who were in the middle of an 8-day publicity stunt they staged in Montreal. They called it a bed-in. John and Yoko in bed and on camera as a war protest. Long before YouTube, Lennon envisioned his anti-war message spreading like a viral marketing campaign.
You can only tell how an advertising campaign is going by the reaction. It's like we sent out the initial packet of soap powder 6 months ago, and we're getting replies from the consumer now.
But teeny bopper Gail Renard wasn't so interested in war protests as she was getting next to a Beatle.
I never thought I'd get that far. I'd been a Beatle maniac since the age of 10, and I thought, I'll never get to see John Lennon. But when we got in, the rest happened from there.
The rest was the creation of the song, Give Peace a Chance. Renard was there during the bed-in, and at the end of it, Lennon decided he wanted to compose and perform an anti-war anthem. Young Gail Renard was in charge of the tambourines and making sure the lyrics were legible.
He obviously had written it at some point before because it was in his head, and he took a large piece of cardboard and a magic marker and wrote it down as a cue sheet. But then he decided it wasn't big enough, so he asked me to write one that was twice as big, and we did a swap. He ended up with the ones I wrote, but he gave me the other ones and said, with that and something else, it'll be worth something one day.
Well, Gail put the memento away as a personal treasure, but Lennon's odd publicity-hungry anti-war protests were not welcomed back in 1969, even though the song Give Peace a Chance went on to become a hit. Lennon had a famous argument with New York Times war correspondent Gloria Emerson back then. It was featured in the documentary The U.S. versus John Lennon. Here's part of their conversation. Lennon speaks first.
If I'm going to get on the front page, I might as well get on the front page with the word peace.
But you've made yourself ridiculous.
To some people, I don't care.
If it saves lives. You don't think you... Oh, my dear boy, you're living in another netherland.
Well, you talk to...
You don't think you've saved a single life.
Reporter Emerson had just returned from the bloody battlefields of Vietnam and wasn't impressed with John Lennon's stunt. But the question of saving lives lingers in the middle of another long war, long after Lennon's bed-in. Gail Renard's treasured lyrics gained value over time, and today at Christie's auction house are expected to bring in $400,000. Gail, now a TV broadcaster in London, will donate some of the proceeds to charity, including an organization called War Child, perhaps making good on Lennon's promise to save lives from his silly publicity stunt so long ago.
I'm not that attached to the, sort of to objects. I'll always have the memories and the memories of John and Yoko, and there are lots of photos. So I'm really thrilled that other people are going to enjoy them now.
The memories intact, the song known the world over today, memories and a promise on this day, Beatles Day, this morning.
That is such a vivid story. Standing there with the tambourine as John Lennon is writing down the lyrics. I'd like to have been a fly on the wall there.
And Lennon got the last word in that argument with Gloria Emerson.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.